Now, the rest of the story. 2 years ago, Millie Kelly was dying. Millie Kelly, newborn, 6 pounds, needed surgery to correct a birth defect, but during the operation, her kidneys began to fail. There were no dialysis machines small enough to help her. Even dialysis equipment designed for children was too big. But Millie's doctor, Dr. Malcolm Coulthard of the Royal Victoria Infirmary in Newcastle, England, Dr. Coulthard refused to give up. So, he did some investigating, and you know, and so you'll appreciate the bigness of the problem relating to the littleness of the patient. Kidney dialysis, the cleansing of the blood to compensate for impaired kidney function, is even more complicated than it sounds. There are two principles involved, two of them, dialysis and ultrafiltration. And at the same time, factors such as the acid-base balance of the blood must be controlled. Now, kidney dialysis has been around for more than 60 years, but not adapted to the delicate equilibrium of the increasingly contaminated blood of an infant. Anyway, Dr. Coulthard, as I say, did some investigating, found plenty of sympathetic ears and a few medical technicians and inventors who were willing even to envision infant dialysis in the unforeseeable future, of course. Meanwhile, the infant patient's mother, Rebecca Kelly, had been prepared for the fact that little Millie was unlikely to survive. But now she is pleading with Dr. Coulthard. Please, she is saying, don't let my daughter die. Well, the good doctor did find the right person, somebody to give the little girl and her mother hope, at least, and preparations were made actually to manufacture a tiny Millie Kelly size hemodialyzer. And what do you know? It was done very quickly. They hooked their little patient up to the brand new one-of-a-kind device. Every hour Millie lived was a blessing, her mother was told. But Millie lived many hours, 7 days, in fact, after which treatment she was taken off dialysis because her own kidneys had fully recovered. But there's something you need to know about the equipment designed and produced especially for Millie Kelly. You see, Dr. Coulthard couldn't find anybody in the field of medical technology who was able to help him. So he went home. He went to the workshop in his garage, assisted by a senior children's nurse, Jean Crousier. He made that miniature dialysis machine. He just tinkered it together 2 years ago. And today, Millie Kelly is alive, a happy, healthy, completely normal 2-year-old. And the little dialysis machine, an unpretentious green metal box with paint marks on it and wires sprouting out of it, that little machine is still in use. It's still traveling through Great Britain's healthcare system, helping babies with no other hope. And if someday some big manufacturer of medical equipment ever decides it's cost-effective to mass-produce such a machine, well, I hope he will remember the little green metal box with paint marks on it and the do-it-yourself doc who tinkered it together in his garage. Because now you know the rest of the story.